Scientists and their supporters plan to march for science in Seattle and cities across the country tomorrow. Some scientists say it's a bad idea, that it will politicize and undermine support for science. Dave Montgomery is not one of them. He's a science professor at the University of Washington and a MacArthur Genius Award winner. Montgomery told David Hyde with KUOW's politics team why he's marching.
Well, I think there's risk if you wear the hat of a scientist and say science tells you we should do this, because I don't think that's ever really the case. I think there's also a risk, not just to an individual but to society at large, if scientists don't stand up and say, based on how I understand the system, I think we should do X, whatever that is and whatever thing we're talking about. Say for the landsliding issue, I had an op-ed in the Seattle Times last fall saying we need to worry about the reactivation of old landslides when we look at development or forestry practices, because I see that as a clear risk to public safety that's not adequately analyzed in the current system. I think there's a social risk if scientists don't point that out. There's an individual risk to scientists in terms of being labeled an advocate, someone who's pushing for a particular policy point. And that's where I think being clear that you're arguing as an individual in that, a well-informed individual, a citizen. We all can argue for policy in this country. It's one of the beautiful things about this country. But we should be very careful about saying the science says we should do X or Y, because that's really hardly ever the case. If science starts to be viewed as a politicized activity, then support for it's going to fall out along political lines. And since the Second World War, this country has made tremendous advances by essentially supporting science as a non-political endeavor, that we will do research, we'll advance things, we'll figure out the way things work, and then the politics will argue about what to do about it.
Is part of the goal to figure out how to get back to that point where science isn't seen as so politicized? And if so, how do you do that?
Well, science is a process about figuring out the way the world works. Scientists have always been politicized. The choice of what you work on, which field you go into, it's hard to separate all that from your worldview, which is going to roll up your politics at one level or another. You know, whether you choose to study competition or symbiosis in biology, there was a huge hesitance to look at symbiosis among biologists in the United States in the 1950s and 60s because of the implications, the Cold War implications of, you know, socialism among microbes, for example. You know, that's just not a popular thing to look at. And yet, the beautiful thing about science as a process is that quite independent of the politics of any one individual engaged in it, is that eventually, if the goal is to uncover the truth and the process is to eviscerate each other's arguments and test each other's data and try and come up with better ideas, the good ideas tend to stand the test of time. And that's the part of science that has been of a tremendous service for this country and the world. My big worry is that we could be walking away from that in terms of an independent, unbiased view of where we go with science when knowledge starts to be discounted and the only acceptable science is viewed through a political lens. That's the part I'm really concerned about.
So how do you get back to that world?
Boy, you know, I don't know. I think it's actually very sad that we've gotten to the point where we have to worry about that. That's a complete reversal of the social relationship with science, I think, that we've tended to embrace in this country in the past few decades. So I would like to get back to a world where we could agree that there is an objective reality that we can study and that we can assess. We can argue about how to interpret it. We can argue about what to do about it, but not the underlying facts.
David Montgomery is a professor of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington. He spoke with KUOW's David Hyde about why he'll march for science this Saturday in Seattle. It's part of our politics team reporting this week on a surge of new activism around Puget Sound.